We continue our learning Lili Nishmas Davi Ben Menachem Shemnechav Yaakov Ben Pichos Elio. We are in Sota Perek Tes Mishnah Yud Beis. Misha Mesu Nevim Rishonim Batlu Urim Mitumim. When the Nevim Rishonim passed away, there was no longer the Urim Mitumim ceased to function. Who are the Nevi'im Rishonim? So Nevi'im Rishonim actually include all Nevi'im except Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi. They were the Nevi'im Achronim. We often think that Nevi'im Achronim includes also Yeshayahu and Yechezkel, etc. It's not true. Those are all part of Nevi'im Rishonim. The Nevi'im Achronim are just Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi. So once the Nevi'im Rishonim had passed away, which were at the time of Bais Rishon, and as opposed to Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, who were there at the beginning of Bais Sheni, Bal Urim and Tumim, the Urim and Tumim ceased. It only was functional in times of the Bais Rishon. Urim and Tumim, as we know, had the Shema Meforash, which were in the middle of the Choshen that the Kohen Gadol wore, as the Pasuk says, V'nasato el Choshen HaMishpat, es hurim v'satumim, v'yu alei v'aharon, v'vor l'fnei Hashem. Then they would, any Nyanei Tzibur that they needed with to fight a war or other questions would go to the Urim and Tumim. As the Pasuk says, V'fnei Elazar pa'min baruch av zayin, v'fnei Elazar ha'kohen yamod, v'sha'al lo b'mishpat ha'urim l'fnei Hashem, al piv yetzu'u, v'al piv yavo'u hu v'chol b'nei Yisrael, ito v'chol ha'edah. So here the Urim and Tumim were no longer in Bayis Sheni, and they're called Urim and Tumim because they're Urim Mi'irim Umefarshim. They enlighten, they illuminate. Umashlimim Tumim from the word Shalem, which is Tamim is something Shalem. They would complete their words, so they, meaning they would be fulfilled. So that was something that was no longer around in Bayis Sheni. Then the Mishnah says Mishachar Beis Hamikdash Batel Hashamir. The Shamir worm was a small worm that was able to split large stones. We weren't allowed to have anything iron in the Beis HaMikdash because that's a symbol of violence. We couldn't use that to build the Beis HaMikdash. So here we had to use something special. The Gemara brings a brisa Shamir Zebri Asokis Saora, like a barley grain. Umisheshes Yimei Bereshis Divra. This creature was already from the times of the Sheshes Yimei Bereshis. Vein Kol Davar Kasha. Anything hard, even iron, is unable to stand literally in front of it, is able to cut it. Ukshebana Shlomo is based on Mikdash, says the Brisa, Hishtamesh Bishamir Lav Kras Avonim Lebinyan Mikdash. They use the Shamir, and they also use that for the Avnei Choshen and the Ephod, as the Brisa brings. Avonim Halalu, that the Avonim of the Ephod and the Choshen ain Kosen Osan Bidio. You don't write them with ink, Shemishim Shenamar, Pituche Chosam. So there, it's something that's etched in, that's engraved. B'vei Mesartin al Mizemel. But you can etch in with a knife, Mishum, something that's sharp, Mishum Shenamar, Bimi Luo Sum, something that have to be complete. So how do we do that? So we write with Dio, and we put the Shamir right on top of them, and they're able to, and they crack open whatever we need is done by the Shamir worm. And the Brisa then says, "Kiteinazu, like a fig, shenivkas biyimosachama ve'ena chaserikolim." What happens? It cracks open in the summer months, and it's not missing anything. Uchebikazu shenivkas biyimos hagashom ve'ena chaserikolim, or like the valley that cracks open in the winter months, and it's not missing anything. That's the Gemara in Sota Memches. Then the Mishnah says, "What else was missing at the time of the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash? Not only batala shamir, but." Novenofes tzufim. What's nofes tzufim? We may know that phrase from Navi, but nofes tzufim is referring to honey. It's a high quality honey from the city of Tzufim. Maybe it's from Tzfat, according to some in Eretz Israel, and is known for its aroma, for its flavor. So this particular type of honey was no longer nofes tzufim, no longer after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Upasku anshei amana. Anshei amana, this seems to be any faithful men. What does that mean? So the Baratunur says, anashim shema'aminim b'Akadosh Baruch Hu, people who have perfect faith in Hashem, people who trust that Hashem is going to take care of things for a person. A person is willing to put in time and effort and money for mitzvah. Those kinds of people, Anshei Amana, no longer existed. And Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Ha'ushia Hashem ki gamar chasad Hashem, please deliver us, save us, because because they're no longer chassidim, no longer pious people. But the end of the pasuk is really the raya. Kifasu emunim ibnei adam. They're no longer emunim amongst humanity. So that's the phrase that the pasuk anshe amana, and therefore we need Hashem to help deliver us and save us. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer mishum Rabbi Yehoshua biyom shachar beis hamikdash ein yom shein bo klala. There's no day that doesn't have a curse, and the Gemara says bechol yom vayom kolaso meruba mishel chaver. Each day is even worse. This is based on the pasuk which we have in the Tochacha in Parshas Kisavo. That person is saying baboker yomar mi teinerev baravamar yom boker. At night you're hoping for the next morning. That next morning you're hoping for the next night, and each day is even just because the life is so miserable that a person is just looking maybe tomorrow will be better or tonight will be better, etc. But each day is even worse than the next. V'lo yarad hatal livracha, and even the dew doesn't bring any blessing. The Yerushalmi says that Rav Shimon Gamliel was saying you should know that the dew has been cursed. When the dew fell earlier, what would happen when it fell upon the straw? It would turn white. Now the straw turns black when the dew falls. Rabbi Yossi Omer, af nital. Oh, what else? V'liyara hatal levracha. The tal doesn't bring blessing. V'nital tama peros. What else? The taste, even the flavor in peros that they had earlier, they don't have. That's the Tanakam. And then Rabbi Yossi Omer, af nital shomen haperos. Not only the taste, but even the richness of the peros. Koach hazana, which means the fact that it's able to satisfy a person, or maybe the nutritional value that the peros once had, that is missing. Perek tes mishnah Yud Gimel. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer hatahara notla es hatam ves hareach. He says that the fact that there was no longer tara, that's the reason why there was a loss of flavor and aroma in the foods. And he says like this. Now we know that a person, certain halachos, a person has to be tahor for. But when it comes to eating food, you don't necessarily have to be tahor. Nonetheless, people went out of the way to try to be machmir, even when they were eating foods that were chulin, to try to be tahor. But the people were very careful about the laws of tara, so Hashem kept the fruits pure, and the flavor and the aroma of fruits was wonderful. But when people were not so careful about tara, so they lost that flavor, that and that taste, that aroma. Tara says the Bartunur Shapaskam Yisrael, but la tama peris verecham. Shibizman show Yisrael tohorim the uskim vitara. Afakarush baruchu ayam metaris aperis mitam ra vereach ra. So Hashem would also, so to speak, purify the fruit when we try to purify ourselves. So once again, Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, hatara notla es hatam, the taste, vesarech, and the aroma. Hamasros notlu es shoman hadagon. Once people stopped giving maser, we're not careful to give maser, so the grain itself lost its shoman, lost its richness as well, literally its fat. So once again, this is because of the fact we're not giving masros. So then it's going to be affected. In fact, this is learned from the fact that masros are called chalev, literally called fat. It says in Bavim Yud Ches Kol Chev in Parshas Korach, when you speak about masros, or talk about trumas or masros, Kol Chalev Yitzar v'Kol Chalev Tirosh V'Dagon. We call it fat. So there's a if we're mevatel the chaylev yitzar of tirosh v'dagan of the oil and the wine and the grain which we're supposed to separate. So we're not careful trumas amasos. So we're going to lose the chaylev, literally the fat, the richness of them as well. V'chachamim omrim hazunus v'hakshafim kilu es hakol. He says promiscuous behavior and kshafim and sorcery. So this is what that brought an end to everything. What's that referring to? So we assume that because of znus, ra'av of hunger happens, as the Gemara says, kalabal isha zona lisof mivakesh kikar lechem, eventually he's going to be looking and seeking a loaf of bread. And regarding kshafim, the Gemara says, lama nikrashma kshafim shemachishim pamalya shalmala. So kshafim is like a contraction where people come to contradict Hashem's Beis Din. And therefore, someone who's involved in kshafim is like denying Hashem and rebelling against Hashem. So that's going to be kilu hasakol. That has destroyed everything.